motherfucking brand. I had to draw a long line in the sand. Now I see a lot of long lines at the venue. I just shut the block down, look at my estate. I just shut the Louis store down to be safe. I just shut the Gucci store down to be safe. I ain't even buy anything, then I left. I wanna have really, really, really rough sex. I been putting 20s in they titties on stage. Stroke it like he's straight, but they think my nigga gay. We been making very many people upset, yeah. Move out the way, cause here come giants. Move like a goat, cause bitches lying. Rick always walk with new fine china. I bring a drip with wet vagina. I bring a drip with wet vagina. I don't shop anymore because I get free clothes. You could have a trophy, I no longer need those. You could have a homie, shorty got an ego. Tell me why old shorty walking like she got a stick in her ass. And pretty face plastic, it's giving Kardashian. Agent 47, yeah, I'm giving assassin. Kick me out the Met, but I really run fashion. All that stress and bought me has been giving you acne. Pass the popcorn, cause I really like rap. Songs, that's why everyone at me. I don't get involved, but my bitches get nasty. Move out the way, cause here come giants. Move like a goat, cause bitches lying. Rick always walk with new fine china. I bring a drip with wet vagina. I bring a drip with wet.
Was ridiculous. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Speak On It. Today's theme is Instagram for iPad, which is something that I think is ridiculous. And you know what? It's April Fools. April Foods, as I mistyped it when I was trying to think of a name for this show. I was thinking April Fools, like, but what can you really do with that? Like, you can't really do anything with that in terms of music. So here we are, and I'm just going to play some things that I think are ridiculous, and I am feeling ridiculous, and I think this world is ridiculous, this school is ridiculous, everyone's ridiculous a little bit, and I think that's awesome. Everyone should always be ridiculous. Go out there, be ridiculous. Happy April Fools. This one is WYM Freestyle, Doja Cat.
Fuck this beat. Yeah, fuck it.
Stupid bitch. Fuck this beat. Step on my toes. like Popeye. Money changing colors like tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like it's stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? That's that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, gold. Fashion, shows, shows. Trap, house. Made it, gold. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Fast. Finest, old. Finest. Like it's stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry.
I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I took a tip, check, yeah, boogies, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret shit yet, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl for you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you free. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch
life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds on steroids.
Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They mad the way we win that thing, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like they got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, still be real and fame.
Feeling ridiculous. Welcome to Instagram for iPad. I'm just having fun in here. Happy April Fools, happy April 1st. Shout out. My Polish friends, this is a very strange Polish trap song. So here is Jestem pojebabny.
Hey yo, Flory, turn me up.
Hey yo, Francis.
Od małego mówią mi, że jestem pojebany. Robię pojebany kwit. Od dwie bańki, od reklamy. Zwiedzam z kolegami banki. Od Szwajcarii po Kajmany. Te dupki to nasze fanki. Ja. Czwarta rano CBL dzwoni do mojej mamy.
Dobry wieczór państwa, syn, dziś przedawkował ksany.
Mordo, schowaj ten telefon, może być podsłuchiwany. Mordo, schowaj ten telefon, ja. Trochę poryło mi łeb, ale wciąż jak sklep wielki.
Kiedyś byłem mały,
no a teraz jestem wielki.
Zbudowałem królestwo, kurwo,
jak Kazimierz Wielki.
Za to są królestwo, tylko wszyscy grają w gierki.
Grali mi na iOS, Pegasusa, chciałem Atari. Te typiary lubią piśki,
kiedy jesteśmy sami.
Moi fani, tak jak ja,
pojebani.
Wyglądamy jak sekta, proszę się nie bać.
Łapię do góry, no bo spadam z nieba.
I nie chcę rozjebać bani.
Od małego mówią mi, że jestem pojebany. Robię pojebany kwit.
Od dwie bańki, od reklamy.
Zwiedzam z kolegami banki.
Od Szwajcarii po Kajmany.
Te dupki to nasze fanki. Ja. Czwarta rano CBS dzwoni do mojej mamy. Mordo, schowaj ten telefon, może być podsłuchiwany. Mordo, schowaj ten telefon. Ja. Jakiś CBS kurwy syn dzwoni do mojego taty. Pański kurwa syn właśnie przedawkował kwasy. Wgramy wam do telefonu w chuj dziecięcej po.
Jeśli nie zamknęcieli, ufie bani antypolacy.
Zagłusz
to fikałem, to mi wgrali Pegasus. Państwo polskie pojebane, dla mnie to jest mega sus. Prawie milion dziś przelały, to jakiegoś zjeba sus. Prawie milion przejarałem, ona bierze do zoo. Od małego mówią mi, że jestem pojebany. 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 Od małego mówią mi, bany, bany, ba, 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 bany, bany, ba, 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 bany, bany, ba, 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 bany, bany, ba, 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 ba.
Was Tell Me You Want It from Underscore's new album. Shout out Henry, thanks for sending me this song. Transitioning to something a little bit more ridiculously good. These songs are all ridiculously good, in my opinion. I would never play something I don't think is ridiculously good on WMFO. I love things that are ridiculously good. But yeah, now I'm going to play something that's truly wonderful. And everyone knows this song, but like, it's so good, and I've been just listening to it so much, and you know what's ridiculous is that Owen went to this show in Portland and got to see JPEG Mafia live, and I think that's ridiculous. I'm compiling a list of things that I think are ridiculous that I'm going to share with you in probably like 15 minutes. But for now, here is Either On or Off the Drugs, JPEG Mafia. Yeah, I don't know. I love this song. It's very good. So, yes. I don't know. Enjoy JPEG Mafia.
Anytime you need her, she come through. Turn on the lights. I'm looking for her.
Look, I ain't really into flashing. I feel like an accident. I'm never chose. Baby talking voice of passion. I feel like it's corny if you ain't on code. Niggas be on my dick for nothing. I be like, what happened to these niggas, bro? Like, niggas be really going through, but there's a better way to let the people know. People say I'm never present, I ain't messy, I'm just focused on my goals. Cause either on or off the drugs, my energy is Tony Potter in his nose. And either on or off the drugs, my energy is non-magic with the hoes. Cause I've been boxing with the drugs, I got a good chin like James Tone. Niggas be putting your boy in a box, they be acting like cops, I can never be phony. She be acting like a thought, I hope it's all a act, cause she deserves a tone. I'm either on or off the drugs, can't hold a buzz, I can out of tone. Cause either on or off the drugs, a voice plays in my ear like I'm a home. The first one was good with the beats. The second one put me up in the deep. The third one was sick, no disease. The fourth I had to rush it to complete. I don't have no basis, not a secret. Ain't no happy house, we taking beatings. The streets in my mind is filled with demons. That's why I be eating these bitches like Sarah and Tegan. Cause distractions hitting every season. These niggas just rhyme, no reason. It's not just a facade that I can see. Or standing up for guys I don't believe. I'm Michael Jackson dancing in the mirror. The only one who can see me is me. The only one who can't be me is me. Warriors, I'm CP3. When I see you, it's TTG. Fuck em, we don't take EBT. No C notes, 100K tweets. Gotta pray my son will be this week. Gotta pray my daughter will be this week. Fuck. Some of you niggas be talking right out of the side of your neck, and I can't believe that they be gassing these little hoes. Some of you niggas be sitting around all day hanging on niggas they never met. I just feel sad for you, little bro. Baby, you know when I'm wildin' out, I make a mess. I keep the candle like Nick for my bitch in the vest. What did that last one contribute but pussy and stress? Nothing.
Turn on the light. I'm looking for her.
I'm
List is coming together much quicker than expected, so I will be sharing that soon. But this is a song that my friend Amena, shout out, said was ridiculously bad. So here's Boogie by Brockhampton.
What's on the rules for breakfast today? What's on the words I'm forbidden to say? I need to let my head down and grow up like a real ass bitch. A real ass bitch, bitch. What's on the rules for breakfast today? What's on the words I'm forbidden to say? I need to let my head down and grow up like a real ass bitch. A real ass bitch, bitch. Beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I'm making all the things I like. I've been beat up my whole life. Been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I'ma get all the things I like.
My niggas taking over. Brockhampton, call your mama. My niggas going platinum. Breakneck, see you to the doctor.
Best boy bands is One Direction. Making niggas itch like a skin infection. Did me wrong like a perfect Simpson. Did me wrong, you can change your song, hun.
Who got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh, who got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh,
come get it from me, come get it from me, come get it from me, come get it from me.
Breaknecks, I'm the chiropractor. Come on down, you know I got you. Real shit feeling saturated. Real love is my fuck the haters. Breaknecks, I'm the chiropractor. Come on down, you know I got you. Real shit feeling saturated. Real love is my fuck the haters.
When you see me in the street, they say willy willy. When you don't see me in the street, I'm like a hillbilly. Outside, cause nobody wanna see my willy. And outside, everybody wants see my willy. When you see me in the street, they say willy willy. I'm like a hillbilly. Outside, cause nobody wanna see my willy. And outside, everybody wanna see my willy.
Let me know what the fuck is you want when we hit the room. Both tell these niggas throw me in the tomb. Hear the sounds of the fiddle when we spin the tunes. Everything feel alright like you in the womb. What a motivation on the afternoon. Top shop money, that's my new perfume. Twist it up like the end and the hair, the fumes. I'm the one that's zoom with you just assume.
Been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I'ma get all the things I like. I've been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I'ma get all the things I like.
Right, that's enough of that siren. Anyways, I have a PSA for you, and I tried to find something ridiculous, but yeah, you know what's ridiculous? It's not being prepared in a blackout. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food for to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's a great idea to keep a few flashlights and non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is always, but especially when there's some other emergency going on. This is a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Blackouts are ridiculous, and unfortunately becoming more common with climate change, which is also ridiculous. Wow. Ridiculous is a lot of things. But this next song is another ridiculously good one, because I feel like I should give you guys a break from just everything ridiculous. There's like, this is a wonderful song, and I think it's good. And anyways, here's Sky Girl by Josh DaCosta.
We'll be right back.
What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. All right. I have my list. Oh, wow. Look at my timing. That was really good. This is my list of ridiculous things. And yeah. So number one, Instagram for iPad. I was like debating whether I was going to discuss all of these or if just like read them to you. There's a lot, but just like, should I just read it to you guys or should I talk about it for a little bit? So I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. Instagram for iPad is just ridiculous. I have Instagram on my iPad, but you feel crazy when you're on it because at least on, okay, Instagram.com on your computer, you're like scrolling around and it's like good times. Like I like Instagram on the computer because I feel like I'm not scrolling on Reels. I'm usually like just looking for something or looking at my friends' posts. Like it's very like main feed type vibes or DM. And I have like restrictions on my Instagram, as if you're my friend and you're listening, you know. I got 35 minutes a day on my phone. And I don't know. I have a lot of people who I like to DM on Instagram, just like my friends, some people ever see and stuff. But I feel like Instagram on the computer is much less ridiculous than on the iPad, because on the iPad, it's so up close and personal. That is in your face. That Instagram.com, and not the Instagram app, because they have an app, of course. But the Instagram for iPad is like now like a thing. It used to not really work, but now it's like big and it works. And also the format's different. Like if you have an iPad, go download Instagram and look. It's like really weird. The main page is Reels and it's just ridiculous. But yeah. Also, the question of which AI to use is ridiculous to me. Like, I feel like a year ago, everyone was like, yes, talking about ChatGPT and like how it's changing everything. But now we have all of these different AIs. And I just think that it's such a surreal thing to be talking about, like which chatbot that's like learning a language through like pattern recognition on a computer and like statistics, which I'll get into later. That's ridiculous. Like, you're choosing between all these different, you're choosing between companies. You're essentially choosing a product to consume. And it's just crazy though, because you're like, you're not, don't get me started on AI, but I feel like it's ridiculous to be like, oh, like is ChatGPT or Claude going to do this better? And like, yeah, there's a lot of politics behind that, especially right now. But I feel like what a weird conversation we're having about which one does the things we need to do with need to. We don't need to do anything with it, but the things that people want to do, like which one does it better? That's a ridiculous question to ask for me. Not brushing your teeth, that's self-explanatory. The war in Iran, I think it's ridiculous, ridiculously bad. And what are we doing? Like, absolutely, that's crazy. And sorry, I just realized my song was still playing, but that's okay. Just crazy. Like, I don't know. That's ridiculous to me. And war in general is ridiculous and it's just horrible. And yeah, just thought I'd put that out there on the air. Driving on the left side of the road, I also think is ridiculous. I was just in Ireland for a spring break and it just feels crazy when you're in a car, especially with the driver's seat also switched. But driving on the left, it's just crazy. And I also think there's a really interesting reason that in a lot of countries, you drive on the left side of the road. So like British like colonization really led to it. And also there was like some Roman thing. My mom was reading a Wikipedia article about this, and it's like some Roman tradition that like the side that you carried your sword on was, I don't know, probably the left side. So you'd ride your horse on the left so that your sword wouldn't like hit people, because that's dangerous. Driving's always been dangerous, guys. Wow. Anyways, I think it's really interesting how the practice of driving on the left side of the road has spread around the world through colonization. Colonization is ridiculous too. Didn't put that on my list, but of course. And yeah, I just think that that is such an interesting way of studying colonization, is through the lens of like what side of the road do people drive on. And also there's, I think it's like 33. This might not be correct at all. I heard this somewhere that it's like 33% of the world drives on the left and the other 66 drives on the right. But some countries like Japan were not colonized by the British and they still drive on the left. And so I'm curious, like, I don't know this, but like, if you know, let me know in the DJ chat. Why does Japan drive on the left even though they weren't colonized by the British? Like, how did that emerge despite not being related to all of the other countries which drive on the left, like Australia, Ireland, oh, I don't know, South Africa. I don't know what side they drive on. I should look that up. But yeah, I also think those big water jugs that football players at Tufts carry around, like, yes, you should be drinking a lot of water, but why are you buying this like plastic jug from Hodge for a meal swipe and carrying that around and drinking water out of that? I think, yeah, that's great. You're getting a lot of water in. That's very healthy. But the plastic use is bad. My mom would disapprove if she's listening to this. Like, she knows, like, plastic obviously is so horrible and we're making so much of it and we're putting so much of it in the trash. Like, you could just have a normal water bottle like everybody else. You could have a big one even. I don't even judge the people. I saw someone in the campus center the other day with a big jug. Big jug of water, but it was like metal. It was like this big, like, thermos kind of vibe. I don't know. I don't think that's as ridiculous as buying a water jug every day and just drinking that. Like, okay. Anyways, moving on. April Fool's is ridiculous. Self-explanatory. The groundhog Puxatani Phil. I don't know. Nora and Henry were just talking about it. He's ridiculous. Like, why do we say that 6 weeks is the amount of time that winter will continue? Oh, and I also don't know how this groundhog works. So someone let me know. This is also a list of things that I don't understand, I think. And that's maybe why I think they're ridiculous. But yeah, I just think putting so much faith in a groundhog, and also, like, why are the only two options that winter lasts another 6 weeks or just, like, stops? I don't know. That's weird. Dancing around is ridiculous. I always feel ridiculous when I'm in my room dancing and I'm always like, oh, my roommate, shout out Grant, he's gonna come home and I'm gonna be like jumping up and down listening to Big Thief in the morning. But he never does, and it's okay. And if he did, I think we could have a dance party and it would be fun, so it's fine. But dancing around sometimes feels ridiculous, but it's so good and everyone should be doing it. Bombs and the military industrial complex, I think, go together. Those are ridiculous. Like, what do you mean we built this, like, huge thing just to kill people? Oh god, crazy. Bombs are ridiculous. And so is the military industrial complex, because, like, wow, we have these, like, companies that are so heavily funded by, like, our tax dollars, and our society rests on our ability to wage war against others. I think that's crazy. Statistics are kind of ridiculous. I have been doing my stats project on, like, men's perception of masculinity in rural versus suburban versus urban areas. And I think it's really cool. And statistics are very cool. And it's a really interesting way to learn about the world. But I also sometimes feel ridiculous being like, what's the p-value? What's the r-value? What's r-squared? Like, show me a linear regression. Just ridiculous. And related to that, I think the programming language R is a little bit ridiculous, because it's like, I don't know what the, like, computer science terminology is, but it's not very basic. Like, you can tell R to, like, do a test and it, like, spits out a bunch of numbers at you and, like, words, and it's like, whoa, like, how did it know how to just do that? And it did it so fast. Computers are crazy. So yeah, statistics are a little bit ridiculous, but really cool. And I think very important, because they can give us, like, really detailed information about the world in a way that is very trustworthy. When you see statistics, you feel very like, wow, like, someone put the time and effort, hopefully. I mean, there's fake stats out there probably, but someone put the time and effort into making these things correct. And I think that's really cool and kind of ridiculous, but it's cool. I just put that on here because I'm struggling with statistics. The German language is a little ridiculous. You can make so many like compound words. And unfortunately, like, I can't think of an example, but if you speak German, like, you know, you can make these crazy long words with really specific meanings. And I think it's cool, but why? I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Like, kind of like Instagram for iPad vibes. Like, why do you need to be doing that? Stout month is ridiculous. This one is the pub that I work at over the summer in February, because the restaurant industry is very slow in February. They only serve stout and they make it like a whole thing, and they have 19 different like flavors of stout, or flavors, like types of stout. Like, you got your like Belgian dip, probably like an Irish stout in there. There's like a milk stout. There was like a mint, like Girl Scout cookie vibe, coconut. There's so many things you can do with beer. Beer is kind of ridiculous, but I think Stout Month is ridiculous, and that like, what are we doing having all these different kinds of stout? Like, that's crazy. But it's also great because I think that restaurants that, I don't know, shout out Mountain Sun for being very good at finding ways to make it work. You know what I mean? Only give people one napkin, is what Kevin Daly used to tell me, who was my boss, kind of. He, like, owned the pub. Anyways, shooting stars are kind of ridiculous. Like, when you see one, you're like, whoa, like, am I the only person seeing this right now? Or, like, is it real? Like, I think that's ridiculous. Okay, we're getting a little lost there. 8+ lane highways. That's really ridiculous. Like, I don't know how many lanes I-25 in Colorado is, but it's too big. And get on the train, maybe. I think that'd be better. And, like, whoa, 8-lane highways. Like, wow. We're doing a lot. We're doing a lot as humans. Like, Texas, I bet, has a lot of those. I know they do. I don't bet. Like, Texas has a lot of 8+ lane highways, and that's crazy. Like, that's so much concrete, and concrete's, like, bad in so many ways. Being super niche, I think, is ridiculous. I've played some songs on here today that I feel like are not niche in the normal sense of the music that I feel like people say that the music I listen to is niche sometimes, but I listen to a lot of normal things, and I think that's great. And sorry, I'm, like, queuing up my next song while I talk, but I think being super niche is ridiculous. Like what you want to like. If you want to like Doja Cat, you want to like Tyler, the Creator, that's great. Like, these are some fabulous artists. Like, you don't need to be going out there to find, oh, I should actually play that song next. You don't need to be finding the most undiscovered thing in the world. Like, you need to be finding the music that's good and that you like, and the things, not just music, that you like that are good. And undiscovered has its place. Like, niche has its place. Sometimes it's good to find things that people don't know. But I think that being overly niche is ridiculous and very, like, Instagram for iPad vibes. And lastly, I think you are ridiculous. So here is Tamale by Tyler, the Creator.
They say I calm down since the last album. Will lick my dick, how does that sound? Smell my gooch, you could kiss my buns. And I don't give a shit, bend my rectum. Somebody said bends make her done. She think you're getting cash, no bitch, you're dumb. The only thing that you're gonna get is his dick. Wait, turn this up, bitch, this my jump.
Where the drums at?
Here, take a goddamn picture and tell Spike Lee he's a goddamn nigger. And why you're right past the lotion. And fat bit an Xbox Live's at fun. Before I come, I call your sister. And she comes over, I take picture. Instantly put it on Instagram and suplex her off a building if I get bun. Just fuck around. In the beginning, and tell Tony Parker that I found his vision. And if he's tripping off my sneak dissing, then he has to deal with me and my minions. Trying to get a Beamer E46, have you heard 48? Motherfucker, I'm great. Girlfriend Prince always cover the sleeves from cuts from the beams, cause he's puffing the trees. Please, fuck, I look like got a new bike tire, never pop like the puss on a bitch dyke. Think I give a fuck, I do, I go raw, then I bust in her jaw like
fuck that disease.
My urethra, hole that I pee from, bigger than an obese neck on a reef. And I turn that snare down, I'm back like I'm Rosa Parks Fair on the same damn bus, like you're going to jail now. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could ever give a fuck? Bitch, suck dick, motherfuck you and your opinions.
Can you kick it?
Yes, I can, sir. What a lump is. Sicker than a last bar. Boulder, I'm a seal. Colorado, fuck Michael, bitch. I'm battered in my B.O. Buy me a lunch, trying to dance during chemo before they repossess our strong arm bonds and tuxedos. Well, if it has a dick, maybe 2 or 6. Until the NRA, I'm about to lose my shit and shoot through Wayne LaPierre's hair with a crucifix. How many ladies in the house? How many ladies in the house without a rich nigga, huh? Little jerkins and my palm for the jerkin. But my mom don't catch me. Try to set mood with a red tube. Fuck lotion, I don't need lube dry. Fit suits me. Up and down, friction make a sound. This shit's kinda disgusting. Fap time and before I flatline, Clancy chimes in my room and catch me. This shit's so damn embarrassing. Like,
oh, shit. Fuck.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Is that my shirt?
shit up. We're going to the office.
Manisha, eat your judge.
Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking deaf rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars. Dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a motherfucking Flintstone. Making crack rocks out of pussy nigga fish bones. This nigga Jasper trying to get grown. About 5'7" of his bitches in my bedroom. Swallow the cinnamon, I'ma scribble this shin and shit. While Sid is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sid, shut the fuck up. Here's the number to my therapist. You tell him all your problems, he's fucking awesome with listening. Quit bitching, this isn't a fucking hotline for a fucking shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine and he's not fucking working. I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's 9 cocks that cock 9. This ain't no VTech shit or Columbine. But after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time.
What you do?
I slipped myself some pink zannies and danced around the house and all over print panties. My mom's gone, that fucking broad will never understand me. I'm not gay, I just wanna boogie to some Marvin.
What you think of Haley Williams?
Fuck her, Wolf Haley robbing him. I'll crash that fucking airplane at that faggot nigga Bob is in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus and won't stop until the cops come in. I'm an overachiever, so how about I start a team of leaders and pick up Stevie Wonder to be the wide receiver. Green paper, gold teeth, and pregnant gold retrievers, all I want. Fuck money, diamonds, and bitches don't need them. But where the fat ones at? I got something to feed them. It's some cooking books, the black kids never wanted to read them. Snap back, green chia fucking leaves. It's been a couple months and Tina still ain't perm her fucking weave. Damn. So I beat the Shay up with a stack of magazines I'm in. Oh, not again, another critic writing report. I'm stabbing any blogging faggot hipster with a pitchfork. Still suicidal I am. I'm Wolf, Tyler put this fucking knife in my hand. I'm Wolf, Ace gon' put that fucking hole in my head. And I'm Wolf, that was me who shoved the cock in your bitch.
What the fuck, man?
Fuck the fame and all the hype, G. I just wanna know if my father would ever like me. But I don't give a fuck, so he's probably just like me. A motherfucking goblin.
Fuck everything, man.
That's what my conscience said. Then it bunny hopped off my shoulder. Now my conscience dead. Now the only guidance that I had is splattered on cement. Actions speak louder than words. Let me try this shit. Dead.
Ridiculous.
Hey, yo, Trey. Time to get the party started all over again, baby. You know how we do. Everybody, come on.
Hustlers, ballers, all up in the house at the bar popping, working it out.
We like strictly pissy chicks sipping the yak in the club, back and throwing it back.
We need riders, thugs, and scheme up in the cut, gangsters on the floor, throw it up.
We be ghetto celebrities in the VIP, blowing back to the green. That's how we do it.
Hustlers, ballers, all up in the house at the bar popping, working it out.
We like strictly pissy chicks sipping the yak in the club, back and throwing it back.
We need riders, thugs, and scheme up in the cut, gangsters on the floor, throw it up.
We be ghetto celebrities in the VIP, blowing back to the green. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's just a ridiculous song. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Speak On It. Tonight's theme was... I didn't forget. That'd be ridiculous. April Fools. The theme was Instagram for iPad and things that I think are ridiculous because I think Instagram for iPad's pretty ridiculous, as you all know now. That was Nina Jirachi, My Computer. I can't say that word on air, but yeah, crazy song. I feel like, honestly, like, subconsciously, I think that song was the inspo for this theme, because what a ridiculous thing to write about in a song. Yeah, I'm just going to close things out with a song I found on, I don't even know, Nina? Nina Protocol? It's called Others, and I think it's a very calm vibe to close out the night, but it really fits with the niche thing I was talking about earlier, where I think that just being super niche is kind of ridiculous, and we should all just be friends. Yeah. Thank you all for listening to my ridiculous show. Have a safe and happy April Fools. Don't be too gullible. But also, I think you should look at April Fools as a time to have fun. It's fun to get pranked in some ways. Like, don't be too crazy, I guess. Please don't do anything crazy to me today, I guess. It's April 1st. Happy April. Last month of classes. Here we go. Anyways, yeah, here is this new song that I have been liking called Others by AOIF3. Closer.